decisions need to be based on the disease that's present in the field. So we did have some seedling disease issues this spring, and we need to address those by selecting seed treatments that would be effective against the diseases that were present the next time those fields get planted to soybeans. The same fields that had seedling disease issues probably are experiencing those yellow and brown pockets of sudden death syndrome or brown stem rot. It's important to get the right diagnosis to know which disease you have, and they can occur at the same time. And the next time those soybean fields get planted, you'll want to select varieties that would have resistance to the disease that's the problem.
Hearing a lot about white mold this year, talk to me a little bit about its presence here in Indiana and what we need to take into account and maybe into consideration as we are looking at those fields.
Sure. We have seen some white mold. Fortunately, it's not as severe in most fields as we were concerned about, but it is one it's easy to diagnose if you're seeing plants die back gray-green and you go out to those pockets. If you're seeing what look like bits of cotton stuck to the stem, it's probably white mold. The fungus that causes white mold survives in the soil for a long time, and so every time those fields get planted to soybeans, then you need to select varieties that would be more resistant, and maybe consider fungicide applications at that early flowering stage to try to prevent white mold.